Here at the ASTA Seed Expo in Chicago, we heard a little bit more about the BASF acquisition and partnership also with Becker Underwood that just really was announced 2 weeks ago. And we talked a little bit about the path going forward here with some of the BASF and Becker Underwood executives. With me is Paul Ray with BASF. And Paul, first of all, what does this acquisition of Becker Underwood mean for U.S. farmers?
Well, it means the joining of forces of two market leaders around obviously innovation around crop protection and seed and biological technology. So growers should expect a broader range of products from BASF in the future that really can help them increase their yield successfully.
Yeah, because it's really exciting because really Becker Underwood has products that don't compete with your product. So you're really expanding your portfolio greatly.
It's great. We're very pleased to have them join the BASF team. And as you say, it's complementary. They're bringing new technology that BASF obviously desires and will be complementary to our existing crop protection portfolio.
One of you said that really BASF invented the term plant health. How is this helping with the plant health offerings, the whole plant health portfolio, BASF?
Well, I think it's going to help us continue to innovate, and I think that's the behavior of a market leader. As we go through this journey of using plant health as a means of increasing yield, we need to constantly raise that bar higher and higher. And obviously, we have a great foundation with products like Headline, Headline Amp, and more recently, Preaxor. And with the addition of the Becker Underwood portfolio, should allow us to look at combining technologies and actually push that limit even further by using traditional and biological and seed treatment technology to gain more from each acre.
Why did you go that route? Was it because it's already done there for you? It just helps that it's already in place?
Yeah, I think acquisitions have formed a part of our history. We obviously acquired Cyanamid and Sandoz a number of years ago. And Becker Underwood is another step in that journey. And what we recognized was a market leader in Becker Underwood that had a tremendous reputation and an enormous capability to bring this technology to market. And we respected that a great deal. I think that's why the marriage of the two organizations is going to be successful, because it is complementary. And we know growers are looking for the very latest advancements in crop production.
Well, we talked about what this means for U.S. farmers. What does this mean for the growing world population and feeding the world in the future?
Well, obviously, that's a huge challenge for everyone in agriculture, a tremendous opportunity as well. And we have a tremendous track record of delivering an ever-increasing world population, and I think we should be encouraged by that. And BASF as an organization sees that as an opportunity to feed that 9 billion we'll have on the face of the planet in 2050. And it really, I think, is going to take all the innovation that organizations like BASF can bring to bear. We've clearly only got so much available arable land. We've only got so much water. And obviously growers are going to look to push their production limits higher and higher in the future. And they need committed people, committed organizations that are investing in the future technologies that will help them do that. And I think we also shared today that as a demonstration of that, BASF's investing some $2 million each and every day to bring those technologies to marketplace.
We've been talking all along the last couple of years about the products in the pipeline for BASF, which is tremendous, dozens in the pipeline just in the next couple of years. How does the acquisition of Becker Underwood increase those number of products in the pipeline?
Significantly. They've got obviously a great track record in bringing new products to marketplace, and we're excited by what their pipeline presents to us. So I think the story will continue with obviously our existing portfolio, and then obviously the addition of Becker Underwood will tell another chapter in that long story of bringing innovation to marketplace, which should really excite and encourage growers right across North America.
Well, it excites us. Okay, Paul, anything else you'd like to add?
No, thank you again for attending. It's been great to be here and see everyone. Obviously, 2013 is just around the corner, and we're excited to help growers get more from every acre this coming year.
All right, well, we're excited. Thank you so much, Paul Ray, here at the ASTA Seed Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.